Okay, we're going to start here at the top of Ted Bavum Aleph. The Gemara here is discussing the positions that were laid out in the Mishnah, which is what happens when one of the chalot of the shtei lechem or one of the starim of the lechem upanim become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda umer shneihem yitzu lebeit ha-srifa. They both are now invalid and must be burnt. Whereas the chachamim say that a tamei b'tumato, v'atorei yachal, that the tamei is tamei, correct, but the other item that's left over is b'seder, is okay. So we suggested yesterday, Amar Rav Elazar, Elazar suggested that the machloket is only lifnei zrika. Achar zrika, everybody agrees that the position of the Chachamim is correct, and that we don't have to worry about burning them, all of them. The question is, prior to the Zrikat Adam, what is the status? So the status, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa suggested over here that they are arguing about whether the tzitz is meratza and achilot. There's a tzitz, when it takes care of tumah, and it overrides tumah, is only that true when it comes to items that go on the Mizbeach? Or is that also true with regards to the consumption of the Kohanim? Not that anybody believes that the tzitz will make it okay to eat something that is tamei, but it will salvage the tamei item in order to allow what is tahor to be consumed. That was a suggestion of Rav Papa that Rabbanan Savre that the tzitz is meratzan al chilot, and Rav Yehuda Savar in a tzitz meratzan al chilot. So now we have Amalei Rav Huna, Breid Rav Natan, Rav Papa, Vaha Olin, Olin, which are items that go on the Mizbeach, Vaha tzitz meratzan al Olin, and we know that the tzitz is meratzan al Kuleyama an Olin, Uplige, and yet they still argue. So what exactly the question from this next Breita is, Machlokas Rashi and Tosafot, from Rashi, the fact is that we still have a machloket in this category of olin. Now, if the machloket revolves around that tzitz miratzeh, then it shouldn't be a machloket when it comes to the olim ala mizbeach. When it comes to olim ala mizbeach, the tzitz, according to everyone, is miratzeh. The question is only about achilot mizbeach. That's what you're suggesting right now. So then they shouldn't have argued when it came to olim ala mizbeach. The question, according to Tosafot, is that their opinions get reversed over here, which is the Tanya. Nitma echad min ha-bezichim. If one of the bezichim became tamei, Rabbi Yehuda omer, shnehem yasu betumah. You do both of them bitumah, the fish in korban zibur chaluk, because the korban zibur is never divided. And the tahor remains in its tarato. So according to Rashi, the question is, if you really believe that the tzitz is meratzeh, then here with the olim, at least the tzitz should be meratzeh legabei the other bazich. The other bazich should have been fine. And then why is Rabbi Yehuda allowing you to go ahead and put on both of them betum'ah and ignoring the tzitz over here? Why is he ignoring the tzitz altogether? The tzitz is really meratzeh, then you'd put the tahor one on, the tamei one would remain tamei. Why is Rabbi Yehuda allowing to be metamei both of them? Tosafot phrases the question as being that it seems to be their opinions are now reversed. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda here isn't saying that you can be metamei everything, meaning that it's a free-for-all, that he's mekil over here, and says that you can put everything on bituma, don't worry about it. And the chachamim, again, are okay, the tamei bitamei too, right, tamei bituma to, tahor bitaro to. But why is Rabbi Yehuda all of a sudden coming out on the other end of the spectrum? So this is a question that's being raised over here. Oh, Damar Ravashi, similar to that we had in yesterday's Gemara, now we have the pylon of questions. Is Amar Ravashi also says Tashma? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei, V'Chalei Shvatim Teorim, Yasu Betumah. Rabbi Yehuda believes that when it comes to a Shevet, a full Shevet is called a Kahal. And we know with regards to the Pesach, we're talking about here the Korban HaPesach, that the Korban HaPesach, if you are Tamei, you're Nitcheit until Pesach Sheni. But that's only true if it's an individual. But if it's the whole kahal, or rova kahal, then you're not nidchet or nidchet to Pesach Sheni, you do it on Pesach Rishon. It overrides the issue of Tumah, and you do it on Pesach Rishon. So on that, actually says, he believes even one shevet is sufficient to me. Then they should do a bit Tumah, and because again, here, the Korbanot Tzibur are not divided. And over here, if the tzitz is meratzeh, let's think about this. The tzitz is only meratzeh on tumat basar, tumat ha-korban. What it's not meratzeh on is tumat ha-guf of the individuals who are bringing the korban. Over here, when we're speaking about the korban ha-pesach has nothing to do with the tumat ha-basar here. It has to do with that the individuals themselves are tamei. So why is the tzitz going to help? Yet, Rabbi Yehuda uses this same expression of she'ein korbanot ha-tzibur chaluk, that you can't divide up the korbanot ha-tzibur. That's what my says. Chacha mai tzitz meratzeh ika. Va'od. And in addition to that, Amar Ravina Tashma, Nitmet Achat Min Achalot, Achat Min Esdarim, one Chala, one of the Sdarim came to Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneem, Yitzu the Beit HaSreifa, Veishen Karban Zibor Achaluk, that they both go out to the Beit HaSreifa, because the Karban Zibor is not divided, it's like our Mishnah, but Chamil Mamim, it's maybe two Matova Torah Yeachel, Vimito, if you're right about the Tzitz, the Veishen a Tzitz Meratzele Chilot Mibayle, what's the reason given our Mishnah, Veishen Karban Zibor Achaluk? The reason should be the Veishen a Tzitz Meratzele. So that cannot be the reason. Ella, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Like yesterday's daf where Rabbi Yochanan in the end comes and gives an alternative explanation, so too over here, Rabbi Yochanan offers an alternative explanation for the position of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, which is, Limud Aruch Hu Bepiv Rabbi Yehuda Shein Karban Zibor Chaluk. He has a Misora from his Rebbeim, and this is a Gzeret HaKatuv, that the Karban Zibor doesn't get divided, that they all have to be of the same status. So that means that if one is Tamei, in terms of the Olim al Mizbech, then they all become Tamei, we don't worry about it at all. And when it comes to Achila, then either they're all Rahui the Achila, or they all go out to the Beit HaSreifa. There is no dividing up, there is no such thing as a half status within a Korban Tzibur. So when it comes to Achilot, that means everything gets burnt. And when it comes to Olim HaLemizbeach, that means you're allowed to make everything Tamei, because the Tzitz is Meratzeh. The Tzitz is Meratzeh, it means it's Meratzeh on everything, and we don't divide up. We don't say, do the Tumah, Dumato, and the Zohar B'Tarato. That we do not say. And that's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda. So Yitosis points out over here, there's one little point by the Gemara of Korban HaPesach, which is a question that I asked when we were reading it, is that when we say, Ein Kibar Tzibur Chaluk, that's the reason why the one Shevet brings it to Tumah, Yitosis points out that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion in Masechet Yomah that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and he believes that a Shevet Echad is a Tzibur, then why does he need this idea that Ein Kibar Tzibur Chaluk? What is that doing? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur? Go ahead and do it bit Tumah. If it's Tumah Hutra, then it's Begamre Hutra. That's the Chuyah. Not just that Shevet, but all of Klai Yisrael can bring it to Tumah, because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. It also says that the Pesach has a unique aspect to it, which we've discussed many times in Tzibachim, which is that it has to be eaten. That one of the requirements, as opposed to other Karbanot, that the issue is Zrikat Adam, Al Mizbeach, and that's what's Mechaber. Well, the Korban HaPesach, not only does the individual have to be Ru'uy to get it on the Mizbeach and have the Kabra done, but he has to be able to eat it. The consumption of the Korban HaPesach, the Achilat of the Korban HaPesach, is important. And that's why over here, it also suggests that he needs the addition. It says, and therefore, since it has achila, then we say in korban tzibur chaluk on top of tumah hutra b'tzibur. Not only is allowed to be brought in that way, but it can be consumed in such a manner, and that's what the extra additional limud is that you have over here. All right, now the new Mishnah. Atoda mifagelet et alechem, alechem einu mifagelet atoda. So the toda means zevach, that is brought as the toda can cause pigol to the lechem, but the lechem cannot be mifagelet atoda. Ketzad shechat et atoda lechom imen al machar hi v'alechem mifugalim. If you have a machshava chutz lizmano gabei zevach, it affects both it and the lechem. Lechom imen al lechem lemachar. If he has a mind to eat the lechem tomorrow, lechem mifugal v'atoda einu mifugelet. Then it affects the lechem itself, but the toda remains. Fine. This is the Shtei Alechem on Shavuot, where the Basim, the Shalmi Tzibur that come along with them, so they are affecting the Lechem, but the Lechem is not affecting them. If he has a Machshev, affects them and the Lechem. The Cholet Alechem Machar, but his Machshev is about the Shtei Alechem, Alechem Mefugal, but Kvasim, Einan Mefugalim. My time. What's the reason? Ilema Mishum Dura. Kahana, maybe the reason is because of the member of Rav Kahana, the Amar Rav Kahana. Minayin lachmei toda shenikru utoda. How do we know that the lechem of the toda also has a shame toda to it? Shenemar, because it says rekriv ala zevach hatoda chalot. So it really should have written, as Rashi points out over here, it's talking about the chalot here. The should have rekriv ala chalot al zevach hatoda. Why does it change the order and say rekriv ala zevach hatoda chalot? Sounds like that's the name of the chalot here, that they're called the zevach toda chalot. So yachi ibchonami. If that's true, that the Todah refers to both the Zevach and the Lechem, or the Lechem is also called the Todah, then it should work that if you are posel the Lechem, if you are fagel the Lechem, it should also affect the Todah itself. Where it says, Alokasha, Lechem ikre Todah. The Lechem is called the Todah lo ikre Lechem. It's a one-way street, meaning that the Lechem are a subset of Todah, but Todah is not a subset of Lechem. But that works really nicely for the Todah. But what are you going to do about the Kvasim and the Shnei Lechem? Right? The Elah, Hadak Tani Kvasim, Mefaglim et Lechem, Lechem enu Mefagel Okay, fine, we find the lechem is called the todah, but we don't find the lechem is called the keves. So that's not going to help you by the Shtei Alechem. Ella, Hainu Taima. This is the reasoning. This is more along the lines to show that will satisfy the question that you just asked, which is, Lechem Glau Toda, Big Glau. The Lechem comes because of the Toda. It's a derivative of the Toda. Veiro Toda, Glau De Lechem. And the Toda is not a subset or does not become because of the Lechem. Lechem Glau De Kvasim. Again, the Lechem comes, the Shtei Alechem come because of the Kvasim. Veiro Kvasim, Big Glau De Lechem. The Kvasim do not come because of the Lechem. They're subordinate to the Korban. They're a subset of the Korban. Therefore, if the Korban is affected, they are also affected. But the other way is not true. The other way, where they're affected, since they are subordinate and only a subset, they cannot affect the Korban itself. That's the reason that we have here. Ritzricha, we need both of them. I would have thought by the Todah it's a one-way street. Since they are not done together, there's no avodah that's done with both of them. They do not have a wave offering with the Todah, the Zebach HaTodah, and the Chalot together. Al Kvasim, but when it comes to Kvasim, you have to do a wave offering with both the Kvasim and the Lechem at the same time. So they become maybe a single unit. If they become a single unit, maybe there the Shtei Lechem could affect the Kvasim. And just like the Lechem comes Pigul, the Kevis will also become Tzricha. So therefore I need the Kvasim to tell me that it's not true. And the other way around would be true as well. If you told me the din by the Shtei Lechem and the Kvasim, I would thought the reason that the Kevis affects the Shtei Lechem is because the Tznufah that is done between with both of them. But by the Todah, it would neither of them would be affected. The Lechem would affect the Todah, and the Todah would not affect the Lechem. Therefore I need both of them, each one in its own Chiddush, to tell me that the Korban always affects the Lechem, and that the Lechem never affects the Todah or the Zevach or the Kvasim. Baimine Rabbi Azar mi Rav. Rabbi Azar asks from Rav, Ashocheta ta Todah. One who shechs a Todah lechol kezayit mimena umilachma lemachar mahu. He has a machshavat pigol about a kezayit jointly between the Korban and the Lechem. Not on the Korban by itself, not on the Lechem by itself, but jointly there's a kezayit worth of achila that he's going to have chutz lizmano. The gulei Todah lo mibayi. In terms of the Todah, I have no question here. Hashter kulo milechem lo mifagla. If it was a totally proper type of machshava, we had a kezayit about the Lechem doesn't affect the Korban. Mimenu mimachla mibayi. When it comes to it and the Lechem, where you're having this joint machshava there, I don't think it affects the Korban whatsoever. That I know. Kika mibayi. My question is, leif kulei lechem, does it affect the Lechem? Mi mitstarfa Todah leif kulei lechem or lo? Can the Todah we know by itself can affect the Lechem? The Lechem by itself can affect the Lechem. Can the Todah together with the Lechem affect the Lechem? So Amalei, apazu alechem mefugal. Also here, the Lechem is affected, but Todah ain't mefugalet, and the Todah is not affected. Meaning that the same din will apply, so that the Todah, which has the power to affect the Lechem, even though here it will not affect itself, it will affect the Lechem, and so too the Lechem has the power to affect itself. So jointly, they will affect the Lechem. Ramai. Why is that true? Lema kal v'chomer hu. Let's say that it's a kal v'chomer. Umaha mifagel. What's the mifagel here? Mifagel is the Todah, the Zevach. The mifagel in mitpagel. It is not affected. Abal mifagel, when the Lechem comes to me, mifagel, the Zevach, it does not work. Velo pigel. It doesn't work. Einu din shaloit pagel. It certainly should not be affected. Meaning, the basic kal v'chomer is, if the Todah here cannot affect itself, then why should it be able to affect the Lechem? Or why should the Lechem be affected at all? If the Todah is not strong enough to affect itself, then why should it be strong enough to affect the Lechem as well? Well, that's because the other side also. The Lechem, which doesn't have the Kal V'Chomer, comes from the fact that the Lechem's power. The Todah, which has power in general to affect things, yet it's not affecting itself here. So certainly, the Lechem, which normally cannot affect anything, can't affect the Todah, usually. So certainly over here, it should not be affected by the Machshava. Again, that the Zevach has the ability normally to affect itself and the Lechem. Over here, it fails to affect itself, which means that its power is diminished somehow. The Lechem, which normally cannot affect the Zevach, doesn't have that power, and certainly it should not be affected by a subpar Mifagel over here, which can't affect itself.
But the left is more sensitive, so to speak, than the...
Right, so that would be the question here, is maybe that should be the answer, is that the Lechem is more sensitive over here. Maybe there should be some focus on the Lechem being easier to accept the Pigul. So now Gemara says, "Mi amin kav v'chomer ki ayin gavna." V'atanya, we have a brayta ma'aseh be'echad. This is talking about kil ayin. Here he goes ahead and he plants kidney oat in his friend's vineyard. But this is a vineyard that has a smadar. They're ready, the fruits are starting to bud. Rashi says the reason that the Gemara tells us about this is because it's that maisa shahaya. That's what it was. That was the case. That it was. Tosafot says no, that there's a chiddush here. The chiddush is to tell you that the reason that we are going to say it's okay over here is not because it didn't grow 1/200th. Remember that in order to kilayim to be affected, it has to be something that grows 1/200th in the state. If the vineyard's already existent, and when you plant the teruah there, the vineyard's not affected until it grows at least 1/200th, and then it's mevatel all the heter there, and it becomes a sewer. So that's what Tosa says, that's the chiddush over here, that it's a smadar, to tell us that the gvanim hitiru, that the gvanim are mutarim over here, because ein adam oser davar sheino shelo, not because of the fact that it didn't grow 1/200th over here, because it's already growing, it's in the status of budding, and it's growing, so it could be that that's the effect. That which was planted there, they said, is a sur. And they allowed the kfanim to go through. Again, they asked the kfanim, the Israim, because this individual planted them, and that's kilayim. They did not ask the kfanim because it's davar in adam oser davar sheino shelo. It's not his. He doesn't have the right to be oser something that doesn't belong to him. It's someone else's vineyard. How can he come in here and affect the other person's vineyard? Unless they see it and leave it and acquiesce to it, there Rabbi Kiva has a chiddush that even passivity, you could create kilayim. But if they don't know about it, or if they don't acquiesce to it, then they can't be oser davar sheino shelo. And he says, Vamai, why does it work over here? It's the same kal v'chomer. Lema kal v'chomer. Uma oser inu nesar. The kfanim that are normally the problem here, it's called kilai hakerem. The problem here is the kfanim. And over here, normally the kfanim are what are oser the zraim and oser themselves. Yet inu nesar. Over here, the kfanim themselves do not become asur. Haba the asur, v'lo asar. The one who tries to be oser, I mean the zraim, which are not really the cause of the isur kilai hakerem. It's the kerem that is the cause. They cannot normally affect the kilai by themselves. They don't affect it. Lo asar inu din shlo yitaser, then certainly should not become asur. How can you have, basically the question is, how do you have kilai hakerem for a half? Because if the kvanim can't make themselves into kilayim, then how do they make the zraim into kilayim? The same question that we have by us. If the zevach can't make itself into pigol, how does it make the lechem into pigol? How does it effectuate that? So the Gemara says, Hachiyashta, how do you compare these cases? Hotam, over there we're talking about kanvus v'lof. We're talking about the translations that I saw, kanvus are hemp, and loaf is either colocasia or arum. Asra Torah, there they are surim mina Torah. Why they're surim Torah? Rashi brings down two reasons why the possibility here that they're surim mina Torah. Question, they might both be true. May they not be one or the other, might be both true. One is the fact that their zraim are domim lekerem. They're very similar to a vineyard, and that's one of the requirements here. It's for kilai kerem, is that the zera there is planted, it should be similar to the kerem, which is that they grow in clusters, they produce in clusters. So since they produce in clusters like the kerem, therefore they're asurim mina Torah. The other possibility is that in zaram kala, that their bulbs or their roots stay in place. The Mishnah and other places in Kilayim suggest that they grow every 3 years, that they are dormant and they come up every 3 years. The other possibility is that they're permanent. They're not just something that comes out of the ground, they're something that remains in the ground. They root into the ground. Since they root into the ground, then they're affected by the Kilay HaKerem. Shar Zraim, but when it comes to other Zraim, either Rabbanan or Dasre, they're only assuming the Rabbanan. So let's say that by Kilei HaKerem Tvua, and these types of Zraim outside of Tvua are assuming in a Torah. But other Zraim are not assuming in a Torah, they're only assuming the Rabbanan when it comes to Kilei HaKerem. Therefore, Haida Vedisura, the one who did the Isur, come here and plants the Zraim in the person's vineyard, Kansur Rabbanan. The Rabbanan put a Knas on him. Haida Lo Vedisura Lo Kansur Rabbanan. So therefore, over here, where the one who didn't do anything wrong, he just had his vineyard there, the Rabbanim were not kones him in this case to make it into Kilei HaKerem. Because it says, it's a surah at the Zraim, they should have said it to Tvua. So the fact that you Zera, the Gemara is differentiating between Zera and Tvua. I'm thinking that's the reason that they said that.
So Kilei HaKerem is wheat,
Ilam do right. We don't pass him like this Gemara. We pass him like Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia says that you have to do chita seora b'chartzan mepolat echad. You have to plant a grape seed, wheat, and barley. You need three items there together to be kilai kermi do right. That's why we pass it. Even though, as you see here, there are many stam mishnayot that go against Rav Oshia. Why this mishnah? This is against Rav Oshia. Here it suggests, or the Gemara suggests, that kilai kermi do right is not only two types of tua together, but even one item, and it could be even zrayim. There are types of zrayim that are also a stream do right, which would be kanvus and loaf. Kamus and loaf would be added to tvua, which would also be a problem. Kila kareim deoraisa. Avahocha leim kal v'chomer. But over here, maybe we can say the kal v'chomer. Veika demat lo gabi kvasim. And then some that say this whole question regarding the kvasim. Now we're gonna have this gemara is gonna fly because it's the exact same gemara, just not about the todah, but about the kvasim. And that is the bayim neighbor Rabbi Elozim Rav Hashochet the kvasim lechol kazeit neim ulimlach man mahu leif gulei. He does it on machshava. There's a machshava the kvasim and the lechem together. The kvasim, I have no question about. When the lechem can't affect it by itself, then certainly with the lechem combined, the gavs can't affect it. When I have my question, it's about making the lechem people. Rav gives him the same answer as he does by the todah. Again, the kvasim don't affect themselves over here. Then certainly the lechem, which can never affect the kvasim, should not be affected by it over here. And we have the bright that we just brought. The cases aren't comparable. Maybe we can say the Kamar Bas. Right, so that's the two Lushonot are identical, except for one has to say by the Todah, and one has to say by the Kvasim. Now the Gemara concludes. Uman de Ma'ila Todah, Koshikin and Kvasim. The one who says it about the Todah will certainly say it about the Kvasim. Ma'ad ma'ad kvasim, but the one who says it about the Kvasim, the She'alechem, Kvasim hu dis kuku zelezeh. Kvasim and the Lechem are done, are your single unit when it comes to Tnufa. So therefore they ask the question there. Avot Todah lo husku zelezeh b'tumah lo. Maybe he would not say it, or the answer would not be true with the Gavei Todah and the Lechem. That the Kvasim and the She'alechem are more of a single unit than the Todah is with its Lechma. Doesn't have anything to do with the Kal V'Chomer. It has to do with the fact that the one who formulated the question from Rabbi Elazar to Rav, and Rav's answer, they would say that it's only true by Kvasim and Shtei Alechem, not true by the Todah and the Kal V'Chomer. Right, we never answer the Kal V'Chomer in the end. The Kal V'Chomer remains a question. In the end, that Rav's answer, you're saying, is undermined by this logic of the Kal V'Chomer. Right, and the Gemara never addresses that Kal V'Chomer in the end. That's correct. Right, Rabbi Abba Zute Bailo Hochi. He had a whole different formulation. What's the din? Chaveiro keves mashma. Does the chaveiro mean the keves? Below mifagel, and we know that you cannot be mifagel from matir to matir. That we already know that one matir cannot be mifagel another matir. Odilma lechem mashma. When he says chaveiro, does he mean the other keves, or does he mean the lechemim? Umifageli, and that he can't affect. So I'm related to Nidua. We learned this. We have a Tanaic work. We learned the Mishnah. Shachad echad me'akvasim lechom imenu lemachar hupigol v'chaveiro kasher. If you shecht one of the kvasim to eat tomorrow, pigol v'chaveiro kasher. When it comes to him, it's pigol, but his chaveiro is kasher. Here he affects himself because he had the machshava to have the chutzus manu about this keves itself, so he affects itself, but he doesn't affect the other keves. The other keves remains totally fine. Now lechom v'chaveiro lemachar. If you say I'm going to eat from my friend tomorrow, shneihem kasherim. They're both kasher. Number one, he didn't have a machshav about the keves he's working with. And number two, he had a machshav about the other keves. The other keves has no impact here. You can't have a machshav from one matir to another matir. Alma, what do you see from this Mishnah? That the word chavero, we interpret to mean chavero keves mashma. That means a keves. Mar says, demo de parish, bamar chavero keves. Maybe that case in the Mishnah, the case where he said chavero is the keves. The case that we brought from the Mishnah, that case is the parish. He said it explicitly that the chavero means keves. But normally, chavero, we don't know if it means keves or if it means lechem, and everyone will be uncertain about the effects of the pigul over here. Okay, next Mishnah. Zebach mefagelet in nisachim. Mishikichu bekli. Zebach is mefagelet in nisachim. Once they are kadush bekli, divrei Rabbi Meir. And nisachim ain't mefaglim at the zebach, but the nisachim cannot affect the zebach. So this will be parallel to the todah and the lechem, the shvei lechem and the kvasim, according to Rabbi Meir. Ketzad. Shoved at the zebach lechol mimenu lemachar. Hu nisachav mefugalim. Akiv nisachav lemachar. Nisachim mefugalim and zebach inu mefugal. Tan Rabbanan. Nischei behemach. Chayvin aleihem mishum pigul. Mipnei shedam azebach matiram lekarev. That when it comes to nischei behema, you're chayav because for pigul when the behema becomes pigul, because the dam azebach is what's matir you to bring this nesach. It's called both mechayev you and matir you to bring the nesach. The nischei behema are only chayavim once you bring the korban behema. Divi Rabbi Meir. Amalo Rabbi Meir. Alo adam mevisiv chalayom unisachav ad yud yamim. What do you mean? The nesach is not so tightly connected to the zebach. You can bring your zebach today, and you can bring your nesach 10 days later. So how could you have a machshevet pigul about the nesach when it comes to the, from the zebach? The zebach should not affect the nesach; they're independent entity. Because you could have the zebach be finished with the zman zebach and then bring your nesach way afterwards. So they can't be connected in their time frame. You can't be that you can be mafagel the nesach if the nesach isn't so tightly connected that you have to bring it at the same time as the zebach.
So what difference does it make when you bring the zebach?
Because it shows that the nesachim are not connected. They may not even be designated at this point in time. They may not even be kadosh. You could be here bringing the zebach, have a machshava at the zebach, and the nesachim are nowhere to be found. That's exactly what Rabbi Meir answers. Rabbi Meir says back to them, I'm only talking about a case when ba'im and zebach. And when he says ba'im and zebach, Tosu says that is synonymous with Shekichu Bekli. The Girsa here is incorrect, that the Girsa in the Tosefta means that everybody is Bekichu Bekli. So, Amar Lei, Efshar Lishnot to the Zevach Acher. You can change it to another Zevach. Even once they are Kiddush Bekli, the Chachamim say, they're still not designated, they're Kadosh to be Nisachim, but they're not necessarily Kadosh to be designated for this particular Zevach. You could switch them off to another Zevach. And therefore that shows you that they're not so tightly connected. Amar Rova, Kasava Rabbi Meir, Hukvu B'Shchita Kalach Me Toda. It's obvious from here that Rabbi Meir believes that when you do Shchita, that the Nisachim are designated to this Zevach and not connected. Not be switched anymore. And that's going to be the difference in opinion between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim believe that it's designated to be a Nesach, not necessarily the Nesach for this Korban. Otherwise, Rabbi Meir believes that once you have the Shechita when they're Kiddush Bekli, the Shechita will affect them here to be Mekadish them to the point when they're Kiddush Bekli and you have the Shechita here, that they are designated for this Korban and cannot be switched anymore. That's the matir. But the shechita is what's mikadish them. The shechita is the designator of them. Then if they're designated to be for this, then you need the, like anything else, like the emurim and the basar, you need to wait for the zrikat adam in order to allow them to be put on the mizbeach. By lachmei todah and shtei lechem, it's the shechita that designates the shtei lechem and lachmei todah to be joined with them. Then there's a separate issue, which is how, then once they're joined, when do you have permission to put on the mizbeach? That is only after the zrikat adam. Zrikat adam is a matir for anything that's associated with the korban. That's the halavim. That's the basar. That's the nisachim. That's the matir. But what connects them, what's mekadesh them, is the shechita. Ritana banan. Lo k'shem u'shem u'zerach chayvin alav mishum pigul mivnei shedam ha'sham matiro. Dam ha'sham is what matir them. Alav behonot. Divi Rabbi Meir. Lo la Rabbi Meir. Alo adam mevi ha'shamo ayom v'lo go mikan v'ad yol yamim. The same problem. You can bring your lov shem and your lov shem has to be tied to the asham. Has to be placed in the same location where the dam ha'sham is on the mitzorah. But you can bring it 10 days later. They're not connected at all. I'm talking a case where they did bring it with the Hashem. So if you can change it to another Hashem. You're true, it's designated now to be used for this purpose, but it's not directly tied to this Zevach. Same statement here also that they become. At the time of the Shechita, the Lo Hashem becomes inexorably tied to this Korban. Since tied to this Korban, then it's going to be affected by pigul. As Moshe Chamim said that it was nikva to be kodesh, but not nikva to be designated specifically for this Korban. Tosfos over here discusses the position of the Chachamim relative to Rabbi Meir. Do the Chachamim believe, like Rabbi Meir, that the Kedusha Takli works with the Shechita to be koveya, such a nesech for this particular Korban, or to be koveya the Log HaShemen with this Asham? The reason that they disagree disagree with Rabbi Meir over here is because it was an improper type of shechita. It was a shechita that had pigul associated with it. So when there's a psul associated with the shechita, they believe that the item is not nitkadesh along with the korban itself. But in a normal circumstance, they would agree to Rabbi Meir. On the other hand, Tosos then favors the second opinion, which is that the chachamim disagree, even in an instance where the shechita is kshira. That even when the shechita is kshira, they disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they say that the zevach is not koveya, the loga shemen, the zevach is not koveya, the nesachim, and that they disagree fully with Rabbi Meir, and they don't believe in any instance there is such a kviyut, as opposed to Rabbi Meir, who believes that the shechita is koveya in these instances. Alright, we'll stop over here.